Welcome back to the Weekend Show. I'm Patty Martin. Well, we are into the summer months. Kids are out of school. A lot of people going on vacation, but a lot of people also might be thinking about selling their home. They're going to be around, can fix things up. Realtor Carl Miller with Dalton & Company, and with a little advice if you are thinking about putting your house on the market now.
Yeah, good morning, Patty. I just want to talk about maybe hacks and tricks to sell your house in the summertime today.
Yeah, and I guess you really do have to consider the season when you're getting your house ready to sell.
Yeah, one of the things that you have to deal with in the summertime, especially, is yard. You have to keep the grass mowed, for example, and that's something that, is just a constant, keeping the grass cut is just something you want to do.
When you keep getting rain like we've been getting, it grows nonstop. Because really, you've said this in the past, we've talked about it, you drive up to a house, it doesn't matter what is beyond that yard, because the first thing your eye goes to is that yard.
It's the curb of the home, the curb appeal and the bushes and
anything that's going on.
And you raise a good point, because I like to say you only have one chance to make a good first impression. And there's almost two first impressions. The first impression is what people see on their computer screens with the pictures, but there's nothing like physically driving to a property, too, and that's when you really solidify whether a buyer likes the house or doesn't like the house.
Right, because so many things can be done with pictures, as we know. Oh, yeah. And so you really want to portray the real home that you're selling.
Right.
But you've kind of have a list here, and let's start with the first one on the list, siding.
Yeah. Outside, yeah. So just with outside siding, and just inspect it. Just make sure there's no cracks or damage. Make appropriate repairs. I'll add to that, too. One thing you can do as a seller, just really to make the curb really pop with siding, is pressure wash it. If it's dirty, especially up around the gutters, if you have aluminum-wrapped gutters and fascia board up there around your trim and your eaves, overhangs, pressure wash that, because right now the black, it's not mold, it's like the fungus that's kind of in the air is growing up there, and you can just wash that off with a pressure washer, just make that siding gleam.
And I've rented a pressure washer, it's like $25,
$30. Yeah, for the day, so that's right. And then right along with that, if you don't have aluminum-wrapped trim, then paint, check the paint, make sure the paint's in great condition. It's funny, this week I just got done showing a house, and the seller had just put a fresh coat of paint on all the railings and the pickets of the front porch walking up to the front door, and it was brand new fresh paint. It just makes such a big difference. And my buyer's like, wow, they've kept this in great condition. It was just done, but the buyer doesn't know what condition it was like, 2 weeks ago.
Right.
But it looks really good. It made a great first impression.
Well, it was one of the first things they saw.
It was the first thing they commented on.
Yep. The windows, another big one.
So just... this is a screen thing. Just check the screens. Make sure there's no holes or rips and tears, because if you see that as a buyer in your mind, it all of a sudden becomes, oh, I've got to fix that. And it becomes that little objection point in their mind. And just take away the objection point. If you've got a ripped screen, fix it. If you have a window that's sometimes you see these double pane windows and they have a crack in it, like an outer pane is cracked, just get that sash replaced before you even put the house on the market. It doesn't even become an objection point at that point.
You may not see it anymore, but somebody who's going to buy your house, definitely.
Oh, they're looking for that kind of thing. That's right.
All right. Another big one, which of course everybody's thinking about now, your air conditioning.
Yes. So, and even if there's a vacant house, try not to have it 85 degrees in there. I was showing houses. It's been warm this week, and I was showing houses this week, and it's one of those almost 90 degree days, and we went into one home, and it was just hot. I mean, it was 84 degrees in there, and my buyer just couldn't wait to get back out again.
Yeah, they wanted to leave. That's what I was going to say. They probably didn't see half of what they would have seen.
So have the AC running, and just make sure the unit is running properly as well. Just maintain it, and your Freon has a good charge on it. You don't want to cause problems. And then the other thing people forget about is most of the heat pumps around here, we've got that outdoor unit, compressors outside. Check to make sure there's no shrubs or plants, growing into the fan blades or into the grids on that. Make sure there's good airspace around there, and keep the landscaping trimmed around the outdoor unit.
Okay, and you kind of mentioned the gutters, but you've talked about, making sure that there's no paint or anything chipping, but also just keep them clean.
Keep them clean, because the home inspectors, they'll get up, once your house goes under contract, the home inspectors will be on the roof, and, if your gutters are dirty, they will point that out. So it has to be done anyway, and it's better for you to have the gutters clean in case we get that massive thunderstorm, and then your gutters aren't overflowing. So make sure your downspouts and the gutters are cleaned out, for sure.
All right, driveways and lawns, last two things for outdoors.
So paved driveways, if there's cracked, if it needs a coat of resealing, do that. I know some people don't even seal their driveways, and it's better if you don't do that from day one. Just keep it that way. That's fine. But if it's sealed, a lot of times those cracks show up, and if you need to give a good first impression, reseal the driveway before you put the house on the market. That makes a big first impression as people are driving up, for sure.
And then your lawn, if you have a you know, watering system by chance, you want to make sure that's working.
Yeah, that's right. And this is more higher end homes, but definitely make sure that's working. And if it doesn't work, then it's almost best to remove it, or at least not even mention it in your listing, because then the buyers want you to fix it. And you know, but the, to your point, green grass really does sell. I just sold a house that closed this week, actually closed, and the thing that sold that house was the yard. And it turns out the owner works at a local landscaping company, and he just kept that yard immaculate.
Oh, yeah,
and he
would expect that.
Oh yeah, so it was beautiful, the nicest greenest grass in the whole neighborhood for sure.
All right, moving indoors now. The first one is so easy.
Yes,
I mean that
simple. Wipe off the refrigerator, not only the front to get the fingerprints off, but also check the coils in the back. Make sure your refrigerator is running at peak energy. I've been in houses where you hear this loud noise and it's the refrigerator, and you know the coils just were never cleaned. And you know that's either in the back or the bottom of the appliance. It's easy to pop that little screen off and just vacuum them out from time to time. And plus, it'll add life to your appliance. It'll add life to the refrigerator. So, and
all
then
right.
kind of along with that, dehumidifiers in the basements, and every basement needs a dehumidifier in Virginia. We're in a humid environment.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I showed a fair amount of houses this week, and one of the basements we walked into, it was a vacant house. It had been vacant for 6 months, but it just had this musty smell.
Mm-hmm.
My client thought the basement was leaking, and it's not leaking. It's just that there's no airflow, and it has that nasty, musty smell from the AC being turned off. And so all it needs is a dehumidifier running to get that
and it makes
down.
A huge difference in my basement. And I can always tell.
Yeah, and I advise sellers, get the kind that has a pump system in it so you can hook up the hose, run it to your washing machine drain, or run it to an outdoor or a drain, and that way you don't have to empty that bucket
every
day.
Because I could do that several times a day.
Every day, yes. Yeah. It needs to be emptied.
All right, you just take the rugs, because that can hold a lot of the odor.
Yeah, it can. And especially if you have pets too, get the pet hair out, get the odor out, and just hang them outside to air them out. And you can actually get them professionally cleaned. I mean, the steam cleaning companies in town, they will clean rugs. Makes a big difference if you have a nice clean rug as opposed to a dirty rug in a living room.
Okay, important this time of year, ceiling fans.
Yeah, so it's something simple, you know. Make sure that your ceiling fan doesn't have that off balance rotation, you know, if it's clunking around,
the rattling.
It's annoying. Yeah.
Give
them a good dusting as well, because buyers, even if you don't use your ceiling fans, the buyers are going to turn them on. So when they're walking through your house, they'll hit that switch and they'll pull the chain. And if you haven't used your ceiling fan in a year, guess what's going to come down? And so just be aware of that.
Dust bunnies everywhere.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No. Okay, you say actually switch out your, you know, kind of go to your summer decor.
Yeah, because, you know, it's different than winter. And so, yeah, put a fun festive flag up, or just get something that more summertime theme, summertime colors. Make the decor match
even
the
your
season.
Bed.
Even
you
the bed,
you don't
yeah.
make it look like it's going to be hot in,
that's
you know,
right.
in that
get
room.
Get some nice light, and you can change out the colors. It's fun. You can have fun with your house to make it match the season.
Okay, fireplace, of course, you're not going to be probably using it,
no.
but you still need to do something to it.
One thing to be aware of, especially if you have a wood-burning fireplace, is the flue. And some people forget to close those. And so this is an energy-efficient thing for all homeowners. And so if you have a flue that's open, that return from your heat pump is sucking down through the chimney. It's bringing hot air right back into your house. So just make sure that chimney's flue is closed. And another little tip, just throw a little bit of insulation in there to seal that off tight, because even if it's shut, you still have a gap there. And so throw some insulation in there, seal that all off so that you don't have warm air coming in from the outside.
Put a note somewhere to remind yourself next
That's
winter, though,
right.
when you start your first fire,
yes.
that you need to reopen that thing. Anybody who's forgotten to open theirs knows what happens.
Absolutely.
Okay, we've got a few more. We have house plants, pretty easy, because, you know, a spindly house plant can just look so sad.
Right.
It makes the room kind of look
it
sad.
It makes, yeah, but if you have a good, full, nice, healthy plant, again, just adds a nice touch to the house. You know, if you have doors that are squeaking, you know, when you open the door, again, you get used to it. This is your house, you get used to it, but just
you may not notice.
Oil those hinges, make sure the latch properly, and then I would say at the end of the day, this is more important than anything, or just as important as everything, have it clean. Just have that house squeaky clean, because people don't want to see, if you're going to be selling your house, other buyers don't want to see your dirt. Have it clean.
I don't want to see my own dirt much less anybody else's dirt.
Exactly.
All right, you have something you wanted to talk about.
We have a new listing we just listed this week over off of Rivermont Avenue. It's in the historic district, but the address is 2101 Rivermont Avenue. It's a beautiful 1914 house, brick. It's all brick. Some of those homes are not brick. This one's all brick. Has so many neat architectural features in this house. It has a terracotta roof, actually. But the neat thing about this home is that it also has two apartments. There's an upstairs apartment. Now, if somebody doesn't want that, it'd be very easy to remove styrofoam, essentially, and open up a door, and you'd have it back to the full upstairs being bedrooms instead of an apartment. But there is an upstairs apartment and a downstairs basement apartment. So those two apartments are rented at almost $1,400 a month. Wow. So it's good income. It's a 5,000 square foot house. It's a big house. It's listed for $549.9.
Okay, and how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, if you want more information, check out our website, carlmillerteam.com. That's Carl with a K. You can also call me at the office, and 434-239-2394 is that number. Again, 239-2394. We'd be happy to talk with you about this or any other real estate tips, or if you just want to get market analysis of your house to see what it's worth, let us know. We'd be glad to help you out.
All right, Carl Miller with Dalton & Company. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty.
We'll be right back.